Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. San Francisco's Board of Education held a special meeting Tuesday night discussing a controversial change to the admission policy at the highly sought-after Lowell High School. KLW's Andrew Garcia has more.
Tuesday night's online board meeting got rowdy as a newly proposed lottery system received impassioned support and criticism. Lowell's current admissions policy is quite unique in the district. It takes into account GPA from across four different subjects from 7th and 8th grade, plus, you guessed it, a standardized test. However, during the pandemic, San Francisco Public Schools adopted a credit-no-credit grading system, making Lowell's current system impossible to enact in the coming year. So, district officials proposed Lowell temporarily adopt the same admission standards as other San Francisco public high schools, giving priority to areas of the city with historically low test scores and assigning all other spots to a random lottery. Opponents decried the loss of a merit-based system that rewarded academically high-achieving middle schoolers, while supporters see the change as a step in the right direction to begin addressing Lowell's lack of diversity. GPA-based admissions have been in place at Lowell since 1966, though the policy has had numerous legal challenges surrounding racial discrimination over its 50-plus years. Opinions from parents and alumni spilled over the hour set aside for public comments as participants unmuted themselves to interrupt proceedings. The final vote is set to take place on October 20th at what will be sure to be another impassioned, if not chaotic, Board of Education meeting. I'm Andrew Garcia, KALW News.
More than 50,000 utility customers are without power because of a fall heat wave that has brought another round of extreme wildfire danger. Warnings of hot, dry, windy weather will continue through Friday. Winds up to 55 miles per hour are expected here in the Bay Area and other places in Northern California. Pacific Gas and Electric began cutting off power to thousands of customers throughout Northern California Wednesday night. The outages aim to prevent fires if winds damage power lines. Authorities worry that the weather could bring new fires in a season that has already killed 31 people and burned millions of acres. The California Republican Party says it will continue to use its own drop boxes to collect ballots. This is despite a cease and desist order from the state's top election official. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
The state GOP is refusing to remove ballot boxes that cropped up in at least five counties. That's according to a letter the party sent to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. The letter also outlined the party's plan moving forward. Ballot boxes will no longer use the word official and will only be located inside buildings, not on public sidewalks. Staff will monitor the boxes whenever they're available to the general public. Some churches and businesses have requested their removal in an effort to avoid controversy. The Secretary of State has not responded to the letter. At a press conference Monday, Padilla said the state will consider all legal options, including potential criminal charges, if the boxes remain. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Wildfires churning out dense plumes of smoke as they scorch part of the West Coast have exposed more than 8 million people to hazardous pollution levels. That's according to an Associated Press analysis of government air monitoring data. Unhealthy particles carried by the smoke caused emergency room visits to spike and potentially thousands of deaths and among the elderly and the infirm, according to physicians, health authorities, and researchers. Last month, major cities as far away as Oregon suffered the highest pollution levels they've ever recorded when powerful winds supercharged fires in remote areas sent smoke into Portland and other cities. On the KLW website, you can find a picture of the Bay Bridge with that orange sky that we had a couple of weeks ago. That's attached to an extended story by our own Marissa Ortega Welch about the health effects from breathing that smoky air. That's on the front page of KALW.org. The August Complex fire that's been burning since August in Mendocino, Humboldt, Trinity, Tehama, Glen, Lake, and Colusa counties has burned more than 1 million acres as of this morning. It's 76% contained, and the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties is now 97% contained.